Imagine a world where everyone can legally experience the benefits of CBD, hemp, and medical marijuana. Learn about the legal benefits of licensing, distribution, health benefits, and important issues regarding these products. You are now tuned in to the Himes Hemp's Education Podcast, hosted by Chris Ford.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Himes Hemp Education Podcast, guys. So what we do is we actually educate people on the topics of CBD, hemp, and medical marijuana. If you enjoy these podcasts that you've been listening to so far, what we want you to do and how you can support us and help us is follow our podcast on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Breaker. So like the episodes, comment on them, and even if you have questions, go ahead and post your questions and we'll get back to you later. Even if you would like to hear certain topics talked about on my podcast, guys, it's an interactive podcast. We are here to serve you. We're here to educate you on what's going on in hemp, CBD, and the medical marijuana industry. So with that being said, guys, if you want to email me your questions as well, you can email them to mentorwithchrisford@yahoo.com, or we actually have a Facebook group, and our Facebook group is a group that we design for a lot of affiliates that want to market CBD and hemp. So our Facebook group is HEMP Hemp Affiliates, and you just request to become a member. And then we'll educate you on the products and how we market the products and just educate you on the whole process. So look forward to getting your emails. So today, guys, we're going to be talking about how can cannabis help lupus? I know it's a lot of people out there that come across situations, ailments. If they themselves do not have this situation going on, they know family members that has lupus, right? They know family members who have blood diseases. They know family members who have joints and aches and pains. So they want to know, how do we get this situation solved? I mean, of course, yes, you can go talk to your doctor. You can go and get prescriptions for these ailments, but wouldn't you rather have a natural source that you can go to? I mean, I'm talking about herbs, I'm talking about plants, I'm talking about healthy plants and healthy roots and herbs that's going to assist you and help you get your holistic abilities back, right? To make you feel like you can function again. And I know people with lupus, what they have been doing is they've been trying to find alternative ways other than going to their doctor, because what their doctor is, guys, their doctor, what they do is they get paid to increase the sales for these pharmaceutical companies, right? So these pharmaceutical companies, they create drugs, they create medicine to help people with lupus, to help people with some type of blood diseases or in actuality, guys, if you don't know what lupus is, I've been told that lupus is actually an illness that actually attacks the immune system. So one thing that we know that keeps us healthy is a healthy immune system, is a healthy gut, because they say that the stomach, the gut, is like the second brain. Once that second brain starts to deteriorate and starts to fight against itself, once it starts to fight against the system, your digestive system, your blood and circulatory system, your digestive system, once it starts to fight against that, then they pretty much have you captured. They have you captured to the point to where you have to, because you're in so much pain. If you don't do your research on these roots, these herbs, and these plants, then you succumb to whatever your doctor is telling you to do, and of course, pharmaceutical drugs. Okay, so what about pharmaceutical drugs? Pharmaceutical drugs, they have side effects, right? They have side effects that not only will possibly hurt you, right? On a short term, long term, it can cause debilitating factors that declines your health and possibly even death. Now, do they know this? Yes, they do. But what other alternative do they have? Well, they could educate you and teach you about holistic practices of certain herbs and plants that you can take to get you back to your natural self again. But then that would be cutting into their pockets, and they're not going to do that. They're not going to cut into their pockets because this is a multi-billion dollar industry, if not a trillion dollar industry. So why would they help you live longer, help you manage your pain, help you manage your body from the aches and the pains that people, I mean, some people literally are paralyzed once they go into these attacks. It attacks the body, it attacks the nerves, it attacks your bones, it attacks your immune system. Now, do they want to see you get healthy? Maybe they do. Are they going to do anything about it that's going to help you? No, they're not. Why? Because it's about the bottom line. And the bottom line is the dollar. The bottom line is paying off their mansions. The bottom line is feeding their companies and paying their companies and them being on vacations, lavish cars. So why would they want to help you? Why would they want to cut into their lifestyle to where it diminishes what they enjoy in life? Right? So this is what this podcast is about. We're about educating you on supplements, on plants, on natural herbs, on roots that you can take, make it into a tea, make it into a broth to assist you in getting back to your natural self again, right? Where you're not feeling the aches and the pains and being paralyzed where you can't move and you got to call into work, or, you know, you can't even get out of the bed. You can't even get to the hospital or get to, you know, a center care because you're in that much pain. So now, you know, they got to call someone to drag you to a hospital to hear the doctor say, oh, I can prescribe you this, I can prescribe you that. And these are the side effects, and you're just going to have to live with them. So what we're trying to do here is we're trying to educate you on how these plants can help you with your lupus and with other diseases. Now, are we certified to say this? No, we're not. NDC or any food and drug administration is not going to allow us to be certified to say this. Why? Because they want to capitalize on everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything, even to the term where they don't even want you to speak certain terms or they can shut you down. So I'm going to speak it anyway. Right? Because so many of us out there hurt. So many of us out there are looking for natural ailments. We're looking for natural ailments because we want to feel better. We want to do better. We want our life that we had before we got sick. We want that back, or we want it as close to being normal as we can possibly get. Why? Because we have goals, we have dreams, we have children, we have grandchildren that we want to raise, that we want to see, you know, live out their lives. But they don't care about that. So you have to start caring about yourself. So can cannabinoids help lupus and other diseases? What lupus does is it attacks the immune system, as I was saying. its own tissues and can affect internal organs, including your brain. We talked about the first brain. The second brain is your stomach, is your gut. It also attacks your heart and your lungs, which starts to deteriorate your organs. Lupus flares up sometimes, and of course, it leaves patients so fatigued and in pain that they are unable to do the simplest things, such as go and check the mailbox, such as walk, or maybe even cook. You know, they can't even go in the kitchen and stand up on their own two legs to cook, or possibly even to read, because the pain is that unbearable. Many can't even go outdoors, get fresh air, take a walk, see their neighbors, walk their dog. Right? So, I mean, this disease can make even people susceptible to sunburn. So now they have to not only put on sunscreen, if it's too hot outside, they can't even go outside because of the afraid of or the attack of what lupus will do to their body. So they got to stay in shaded areas. Lupus affects approximately 240,000 people in the U.S. Yet at present, doctors neither know the exact cause nor a cure. They don't even have a cure for lupus. Yet and still, they try to find a cure for the jab. And if anybody know what I'm talking about, I'm not going to say the word, but you know what the jab is. It's affecting everybody all across the nations. They'll try to find a cure for that. Or they'll try to make you take the V for that, if you know what I mean. But things like diabetes, lupus, any other surface ailments or diseases that people have, AIDS, strokes, I mean, any and everything. That's been around for years. What about cancer? Cancer, how long has cancer been around? And these talks, this is what we need to talk about. This is what we need to talk about. But they work in the confusion by putting world natural disasters on televisions, putting it in the newspapers, putting it all in your face so you can pay attention to this. And possibly even they're causing it to get you distracted. So you can't ask the important questions because they don't want you to focus on that. So you have to find a natural way that you can help yourselves, because you can no longer trust the medical industry. Yes, I said it. This is podcast, so we got to be real. This is the only place you can be real and say what it is that's on your mind, because you try to say it on social media. They'll say, hey, you can't say that, or hey, we can't post that. Or they'll put up a warning sign that make sure that you're doing your research, because if you're not doing that, you can't say things that aren't true. What are things that they're saying? Is it true? Or is it made up? But because so many of us want to believe and want to feel that they're telling the truth, and we don't want to be lied to, right? Nobody wants to be lied to. But one thing that they will do is they'll challenge you. They'll push you back against a wall. And you either have to either take the punches or being pushed and bullied around, or you got to stand up. You got to stand up and fight for your health, fight for your life. This is not only a physical war. This is a spiritual war. This is a war against you. Now, am I going to catch some flack for saying that? Absolutely. And I expect it. But guess what? They say you have a freedom of speech. But then they take that freedom away and say that you can't say that. Only they can say it. So who is the they? Why do we have to listen to them? And why are they educated to the point that where we just believe everything they say without fact checking them? It comes a time where you got to take responsibility for your own health and your own life. And don't expect the medical industry to do that for you. So yet and still, these doctors, and not all doctors, don't get me wrong. I'm talking about the doctors who make the major decisions on people's lives. You have good doctors out there. You do. But overall, nationwide, international, they're being told what to do, or their license will be taken away from them and they can't practice medicine anymore. So what would you do? That's the hard question. What would you do if you were a doctor and you want to do the right thing, but you're being threatened by these pharmaceutical companies, these industries that pay you, that pays the hospitals, right? You making $250,000, $500,000 a year as a doctor, over $1 million, depending on what type of doctor you are. Would you take that off the table from your family, the lifestyle that you created? These are the tough questions that you got to think about, because I'm sure those doctors think about it and they want to do the right thing. But it comes to what's in your heart. Are you doing the right thing in your heart, or are you doing the right thing because they pat in your pockets? Let me say this again. Lupus affects approximately 240,000 people in the U.S. Now, that's just the U.S. And this is just one illness, one ailment. How many people are going around in pain and they don't know what to do? They don't know how they're going to get their life back. They don't know if it's going to cause them to lose their job or their career, or they may not be able to see their family members because they're threatened with this disease and possibly death. So they have to start making arrangements to spend more time or to move closer to family members that can take care of them. Now, can the medical industry help people? Possibly dwindle that number down from 240,000 in the U.S. to literally maybe 100,000. Yes, they could. Do they want to? I don't think so. So let's talk about CBD. CBD is a form of cannabinoid called cannabidiol. Cannabinoids are a type of chemical that binds to CB1 and CB2 receptors found throughout the body. You understand what that means? That means that your body has a system already set up for cannabidiol. It has a cannabinoid system, just like your body has a digestive system, just like it has a respiratory system, has a circulatory system. Your body has a cannabinoid system ready for the cannabinoids to absorb in the system so it can find its way through the receptors and ready to receive, so it can go to these organs and naturally process what's going on with the organ and bring it back to a harmonious state of being. It's called homeostasis. Homeostasis. So that means that you can work on healing yourself. Now, can you heal yourself? Can you heal your body? It's possible. And can these cannabinoids, can the plants, can the herbs help you and assist you? Yes. Will they assist you more than a doctor, possibly? But I'm going to leave that question up to you. So hopefully that will sink in, get you to think about what these pharmaceutical companies and these doctors are doing and how you can help and assist yourself. At this time, before we close this episode out, I would like to give a shout out to my supporters. And that's what I do, guys. As podcasters, we have to do this because if you support us, if you get us to a level of visibility on the internet, we should be supporting you guys too. We should be giving you shout outs to your businesses, right? So that's what we do on the Himes Hemp Education Podcast. We give it back to the community. So Rashad House, I would like to give a shout out. He's actually my nephew, guys. He actually has a business, and his business is a picture and video production business, and it's called Big House Entertainment LLC. And I want you guys to go support him. He's out of North Carolina. And go and support my nephew, guys, because he's doing some great and wonderful things on the internet and within his business as well. I also would like to give a shout out to Michael Barnes of Kannapolis, North Carolina. So these two gentlemen has actually helped me because I have a book that I promoted, guys. It's called Meditation, How Altering My Consciousness Changed My Life. And you can find that on Amazon. And my name, of course, as authored on the book is Christopher Ford. So go and support me and my book. And let me, you know, do a review. Read the book. If you find value in the book, do a review on Amazon. Let me know if you liked it. Let others know if you liked it, because if so, then that could give them a variety of books that they can look for when it comes to meditation and how to get back that zen within their life and how they can set their intentions and move forward in life instead of being stuck and with everything that's going on creating havoc in their life, how they can go in and find that inner peace and that inner guidance. So we will love to hear you guys, your opinions, your questions. So definitely go and go and let us know what you think about the podcast. Let me know what you think about this episode, right? So with that being said, guys, we're going to see you on the next episode. This is Chris Ford. Peace.
Thanks for tuning in. Go follow MelHimes3Media.com, IG, Himes Hemp Podcast, and all other social media platforms.